And now we're joined by phone with Misty Archibald from the Ketchikan School Board for the School Board Report. How are you, Misty?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. There are a couple of significant things that happened last night that I was hoping you could go over with us. I know that the school board discussed potential budget cuts for fiscal year 2014. It was about $600,000 that may have to be cut.
Yeah, absolutely. The budget is, our preliminary numbers are looking pretty dismal. We would be down about $600,000, which would require cuts pretty much across the board. It would be at the elementary, middle, and high school level. The superintendent's report, he discussed the likelihood that if we don't secure more funding for the budget, programs that are likely to be cut would include music, arts. We're going to have to get really creative and be able to provide those kind of activities and physical education. So, it's looking pretty scary at this point.
How long will those discussions go on for in terms of what may be cut or what may not be, or how to raise those extra funds if need be?
Well, we'll be discussing it over the next few months, I believe through May. So recommendations, you know, from the board are to really get parents out there and get community members out there to the borough assembly meetings and let them know how you feel about the cuts in education. With secure rural schools kind of being up in the air, it's, you know, I know that the borough is operating under some assumptions that we might have a possibility of additional funding coming in. But at this point, nothing's been solidified. So, you know, getting out there and letting the people that represent you, the taxpayer, know how you believe our tax dollars should be spent. And, it's, you know, I know the opinion of the board that education should be a priority for our kids and for our community.
Now, I know that the shortfall comes from the money that the borough may be supplying to the school district. What accounts for the shortfall? What changed between last year and this year that makes that a necessary evil?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I think that would probably be a question for one of the borough assembly members or possibly the borough manager. I'm not clear on all the details as to why the education budget continues to be cut. I have my assumptions, but, you know, I have no ironclad details.
Of course, yeah, and you would not want to speak for the borough, so.
Right.
Last night, the school board also adopted recommendations from the Indian Policy and Procedures Committee, which you are a part of.
Yeah.
What are some of those changes that are coming down the pipe?
All right, so some of those changes are we really just want to increase collaboration with the Native community, and, you know, how they're integrated into making decisions that affect not only Native students, but our students, and that we can increase cultural awareness in our schools. We got some items on there that request administration to look at how what the differences are between Native and non-Native students in reading, because there's been documented research that a lot of the Native students really don't thrive because they learn in different ways. So we had, I'll just go through the bullet list of what was approved yesterday. One was that the KGBSD superintendent and staff will meet quarterly with KIZ and the Organized Village Assessment and just, you know, keep up to date on the current state of education. We'll really have an emphasis in our schools on increasing the amount of Native culture that's taught within the school. We'll have greater emphasis on celebrating and observing National American Indian and Alaska Native heritage, especially in November of every year, as it is American Indian Alaska Native Heritage Month. We are going to be looking at offering Native Alaskan cultural training orientation for all teachers. Currently, new teachers that come into the district go through that training, but we would like for all the staff to be a part of that. One item that was on the list was to maintain a standing discussion item for Indian Policy and Procedures Committee on the school board agenda. That was actually stricken from the recommendations, as the board believes that we already have the opportunities for this communication to happen consistently. You just have to come in and report at Citizen Remarks. We also have a plan to create, examine the differences in reading instruction, like I said. We'll be looking at conducting parent orientations and discussing transitions, specifically between the transitions to middle school and to high school. We're going to be looking at data that is being brought forth from the Indian Education Program, the preschool program, and we'll be offering optional teacher training regarding Native educational opportunities, and we're going to be trying to improve the connection, you know, just between the district and the Native community as a whole, and, you know, try to be more collaborative.
Has there been any research done into how much these recommendations may cost? Will it add any additional burden to the budget?
I know putting the Indian Policy and Procedure Committee together, costs went a little bit above what we had anticipated. As far as these recommendations go, we did not look at cost. Right now, we're just kind of looking at the collaboration, and I think that as time goes on, as the IPP committee continues to collaborate and communicate with the school district, that we'll, you know, we'll be looking at different avenues to help fund what it is we want to do. So I don't know that it's going to be wholly on the school board or wholly on the Native communities. It's going to likely be a collaboration.
And real quick, before you go, I know you're on a tight schedule. I know that the school board last night approved some funding for tenured teachers last night, if you could speak to that for a second.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So we did approve the regular contracts for the tenured teachers in the district. I believe there were 133 teachers on the list. It was unanimously approved, although we did pull one teacher from the list just because board member Bradford wanted to abstain from that vote because of a family relation. So we voted on that separately, but it was unanimously approved.
So Stephen Bradford, he abstained as to not make it look like there's any favoritism or anything
right.
in his vote.
Mm-hmm. Right. One of the teachers happens to be a sister-in-law, and so just, you know, to keep things cut and dry, and on the up and up, we did two separate votes.
Well, thank you so much, Misty. I appreciate it. I'll let you go to your meeting. I know you're on the run here. Thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Thank you. Have a great day.
That was Misty Archibald with the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District. The time now is 8:42. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan.